Cass City.
Ready?
Yeah, nigga.
Here we go.
Get who is F. Get who is F. Welcome back, all your glovers of all shapes, sizes, that's colors, and genders. I'm T-Buds.
Yo, T-Buds.
Hi, T-Buds.
Who am I?
You Blue Smoke, motherfucker.
How you all doing today, everybody? I'm Blue Smoke.
Oh, it's good year. Good year.
Good year.
And we did our
It was a good year and a bad year. We just told you how bad the year was.
Now we're going to tell you how good the year was.
Movie-wise.
What's good about this year since we told it was bad last time?
Certainly not, am not.
Diarrhea's coming out my butt crack.
Get upstairs and go.
But am not.
My name is not am not.
Your name's
okay.
Not am not.
Or put it in a bag and mail it to him.
Do you know you could freeze farts? Have you ever watched the show Mansers on Spike TV?
Okay, we got it.
Sorry, listeners, but you need to watch Mansers on Spike TV. There you go. My plug.
Okay.
All right.
So, the year was okay. You know, we had some good movies out, you know.
Okay.
Okay movies out.
Okay. We got some good movies. No, some of probably the best movies in a long, long time.
Yeah.
It was a good year for really good movies. So, we're going to tell you some of those movies.
And it was a good year for really bad movies.
Yeah, and really bad movies, but we already discussed that, M. Night.
we got a little different categories this time because we couldn't think of some for the others. Because, you know, we're not going to do a romance because it'd be gay if we did a romance because, you know, we don't like romance. Fuck romance.
Yeah. And
just kidding.
My idea of romance is coming out of chicks today.
We unbiased. So,
we unbiased.
Know, we just couldn't think of one.
We couldn't think of one. Sorry.
Okay, so we got comedy. Oh, like, what the fuck is that metal playing? Your ringtone sucks. Hold on, T-Buzz gotta answer the phone. We record this shit.
Hello. What's up? Okay. Okay.
Tropic Thunder.
Okay. It's pretty good.
We got that on tape.
All right. All right, slut.
You just called your mom a slut.
Sorry, that's T-Mom. That's T-Mom. She a bus slut. She like it in butt crack. Sorry.
She rented Tropic Thunder and you said it was good.
It was pretty good. Tropic Thunder was pretty good. Have you seen it, Blue Smoke?
Nope.
We're going to go watch it after this podcast.
We could country don't.
You could country donuts and wash. Today's Saturday, motherfucker.
Fuck yeah.
Alright, sorry, a little side tangent.
Okay.
A little side tangent.
Okay, hope you enjoyed the phone call. Okay, so we got comedy, action horror, sci-fi, drama, and mystery / thriller.
Sure.
Why did I suddenly take the accent of the Weasley black man in all the movies?
Morgan Freeman?
No, but Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
And being a pimp is hard.
Ah, very hard.
All right. So.
Okay. So anyway, back.
There's comedy. The best comedy of 2008 is.
Wait. Well, we just go with. I got to find my effect. It's Sex Drive.
Sex Drive. I know what y'all thinking. I went in there thinking I was going to hate this motherfucker. It is the funniest fucking movie I think I've seen in a long, long time. It was originally going to be. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I haven't seen it, and I really thought it looked bad from the previous, so I'm going to take your word that it's good.
Yeah. Forgetting Sarah Marshall came in a close second.
I thought it was another Road Trip-like movie, and those movies are getting kind of old now. I mean, Road Trip was funny, but they're getting kind of old now.
Like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall came in a close second, but this one is one motherfucking funny movie. Like, it is kind of like a Road Trip movie, but it's got really good comedy. Like, they well-thought-out gags, good, you know, jokes with it. It's not just stupidity.
Like spoof comedy.
And... like the ending, they have like, they have a good twist to it in the ending, you know, because it's about a kid that's, you know, he's gonna meet up with this girl that he met online, so he has to drive there. That hence the name Sex Drive. He's going to get some sex, but they have a pretty good twist ending, and it's not like a dude or anything like everyone thought it was gonna be. It's actually pretty good, And the actual chick, he actually meets the chick from online, and she's fucking hot. Her name's Katrina Bowden. Look her up. She's fucking hot.
The actress's name?
Yeah, fucking hot. Look that shit up. So, look it up. Look it up. Well, I keep talking. So, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, funny as fuck, got beat out by Sex Drive. So, that's how funny Sex Drive can be. So, you motherfuckers need to go look for it. You know, go rent it when it comes out on DVD. It's fucking hilarious. All right, we'll go to the next one. Well, Blue Smoke looks up to titty, Katrina Bowden. Fucking hot as shit. Hot as shit. If I ever get famous, I'm fucking you, Katrina Bowden. Just, yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. I see the pictures from here. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd rape that. Yeah, I'd shove it in her pooper. I'd make her diarrhea on my dick. I would. And I'd make her lick the diarrhea up. That's what I'd do. Hot as fuck. Hot as fuck. H-A-F, hot as fuck. All right. So, while he does this, he's still gander at pictures because, you know, she's hot as motherfucker. We're going to do the...
We're back. Okay.
All right, he's back.
Action.
No.
No, okay.
We'll do the horror.
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 Best horror movie 2008 is...
The Strangers. T-Buds almost shit his pants watching this movie.
Good movie.
Scurry. Scurry, motherfuckers.
We did a review on it. Podcast later on. So we'll
they got two titties up.
We'll go briefly on this one.
Yeah. Take it away, Blue Smoke. Oh, T-Boy's review.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's about this couple. They go into the cabin for a romantic evening. And these strangers, hence the
Not
title.
Not very romantic, though.
Not very romantic. Come in and try to, you know, they start fucking with them. It's scary as shit. Go see it. Rent it. It's out on DVD, yeah. So rent it. Two titties up.
Since it's a good movie, we're not going to really spoil it for you.
Yeah, we're not going to watch it. Oh, it's good, though. It's good.
So we reviewed it later on, but if you don't want to spoil for you, then don't listen to that review. Just rent a movie and watch it. It's good.
All righty. So now we'll move on to sci-fi.
Sci-fi. I'm taking it from here. Right. The official sci-fi Blue Smoke pick of the year is not Star Trek, if you Star Trek fans. The Incredible Hulk, the remake, the new one.
Oh, I haven't seen this, but I'll take Blue's word for it.
This movie actually was pretty good. Like, really? At first when I saw the previews, I'm like, oh, not another Incredible Hulk movie.
Fuck.
And that's what I thought. I thought it was a sequel, so I'm like, oh, this might be interesting. But then when I saw that it was like just another take on the creation of the Hulk, I'm like, oh, this is going to be stupid. And then I didn't see it the whole time until I finally rented an on-demand one night when I was bored. I'm like, fine, I'll watch it. Actually, I think my brother watched it, and we still had like 2 hours of view time left, so I watched it for free. And it's actually pretty good. It's okay. It's like the special effects, like what the Hulk looks like and everything, is actually a lot better. Like,
oh, really?
He actually looks more muscular with veins and everything. It actually looks pretty cool.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks more realistic. And the whole storyline of like...
And Edward Norton's a pretty good actor, so I assume he'd be a good actor.
And the movie, like, yeah, Edward Norton is a good actor. And he starts off, the movie starts off where he's already the Hulk. He's been the Hulk for years.
Oh, really?
Like during the opening credits, it kind of shows like newspaper headlines and little flashbacks of like... when he injected himself and when he first became the Hulk and everything like that. So it's kind of like a sequel in a way.
But it's not.
Because it picks up after he's already the Hulk. But it's still supposed to be, because I was reading reviews on it, and they're like, this is not a sequel, even though it might seem like one, because it takes place after he's already the Hulk.
Yeah.
So, and it just kind of flashes back to when he, and he's like running from the government. He's like in the Central America and everything.
Uh-huh.
So... And he's basically trying to find a cure for it. He's trying to find a cure. And at the same time, the government's trying to find him so that they can take a sample of his blood and use it as like a weapon so they can inject it into the soldiers and make super soldiers, you know,
cool.
For the army.
That's
so, but
cool.
He's running away because he doesn't want them to have it because he wants to destroy it because he knows it's dangerous. They don't know the repercussions of it. And then the supervillain gets created. Everyone, the superhero, the Abomination's the name of the arch-villain of the Hulk, and he's in it. So they actually have a real villain in this one. So fans of the Hulk would like this one more because the other Hulk movie didn't actually have a Hulk villain.
Yeah, it was just the government.
It was just the government. This one actually has a villain that he fights. So it's like, and he actually says like Hulk Smash from the comic books and everything. So it's like it's kind of
Hulk
like,
Smash.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little more based off. It's like they put a little more of the comic book in there, but in a tasteful way.
Okay.
So it's interesting. But
pretty cool.
But yeah, so go see it. It's pretty good.
It's
not bad. Not bad. Not bad.
Now we'll move on to drama.
Drama.
Best drama 2008. Won an Oscar for best actor and was nominated for best movie. Music. There Will Be Blood.
Blood. good.
Best actor went to Daniel Day-Lewis and was nominated for best, you know, movie for the Oscars. Good movie. A little long. I will give it that. It's long, but Daniel Day-Lewis does a good job. The first half hour, not really much any dialogue. Just kind of all good storytelling through action. It's about an oil tycoon who one of his workers dies at the beginning, and he ends up adopting his little baby. So it's like he keeps him like as a son. He never tells the kid about it. And then he like goes to a new like a hick town and like lies to them so he can get all their oil for cheap. And it's just, you know, shit starts happening to him because like supposedly like the land is cursed because he was supposed to give the town back money and he didn't. So pretty good movie. Good acting. Bastard in a basket, my favorite line. He starts to go crazy towards the end and he yells at his kid and he said he's a bastard in a basket. And it's funny. I laughed. So that's best drama of 2008. There Will Be Blood.
Moving on to the best action movie / best movie of 2008.
Mystery thriller.
Oh, yeah, we got Mystery Thriller. I'm sorry.
Blue Smoke don't know how to read.
I forgot because we drew an arrow on the board.
We got a big billboard with what we're going to talk about, and Blue Smoke can't read.
We actually are organized.
We kind of.
Yeah, it's professional here.
Kind of.
Okay, best mystery / thriller of the 2008 is...
No Country for Old Motherfucking Men.
And people might think by the title, like, this is stupid. It looks stupid.
Not stupid.
It's based off a book, so, I mean, you know, it's gonna...
It's gotta be kind of good, I guess.
It's gotta be kind of good. Yeah. The book won, you know, awards and shit like that.
The movie itself actually won Best Screenplay Adaption from a book.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Best Supporting Actor with Javier Bardem, and actually the best movie. Mm-hmm. And they won the Best Directors, too, I believe.
Yeah.
The Coen Brothers. So it won a lot of shit.
You know that the Coen Brothers film... And edit their own movies.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
They do it all themselves. It's just two people doing it all. Two people on the whole movie. Well, I mean, they have other people involved.
They write, direct,
shoot, like work the cameras, and edit. Yep. They sit in their basement and like on two Macs and like Final Cut and they edit.
Well, all the movies are pretty simple and easy, so they don't have to...
They're, from watching them, you can tell there's not too much... They can probably use Final Cut for the whole thing.
Yeah, like, no doubt. Even something easier.
No really big special effects, but even that, you know, it's like they don't need like
no computer animated effect, nothing.
Yeah,
but it's a really good movie. Javier Bardem, awesome villain, probably one of the greatest villains of ever all time. He's very good, very creepy. He's got a gun that like he has like a silenced shotgun.
It's an air gun.
It's fucking sweet. And then he puts a silencer on a shotgun and kills a bunch of motherfuckers too. Right. He's fucking sweet. Yeah. It's an awesome movie.
That air gun's fucking sweet for killing pigs or whatever it was.
Yeah,
for.
No, killing cows.
Killing cows.
Yeah, he fucking hits motherfuckers in the head with this and breaks down doors. It's sick. People might not like the ending. The ending is a little...
It just kind of ends.
Yeah,
it
but...
It does.
Yeah, but...
Because that's how the book ends, though. It's because books, you know, are open to interpretation.
Yeah, and the whole movie is supposed to be like a metaphor, so it's kind of like, you know, if you look deeper into it, it makes sense. So just go with it in an open mind that you might not like the ending, but it's nothing. It's pretty good. Things get answered, but in a way they don't.
Yeah, the whole movie actually happens, but it's supposed to be like a metaphor at the same time.
Yeah.
Like at the end, I forgot what Tommy Lee Jones, but he says something like you're supposed to take what happened, like it's supposed to be like a life lesson kind of
thing. Yeah. So, and now we'll move on to the best action / best movie of 2008.
But that's what you can expect with a book movie kind of thing.
Yeah.
Have a message like that, because books usually... Okay, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so anyway, we got best action movie 2008 / best movie of 2008.
I'm pretty sure you all motherfuckers know it.
I think everyone knows what it is. The whole world saw it. The whole world bought it.
M. Night Shyamalan.
No, it's not M. Night.
It's Dark Knight.
It's D-Night.
It's D-Night. Dark Knight.
D-Night.
Awesome movie.
Awesome freaking movie. I saw it like 3 times. I know everyone else probably saw it like 50 times, but I only saw it 3 because I didn't want to get sick of it. I wanted to see it a few times to whet my appetite and then kind of...
Wet your appetite or wet your vagina?
Would you stop?
Oh, sorry. You said wet your vagina.
And then...
Anyways, it's a good movie.
And then wait for the DVD to come out so I can be like, I got it on Blu-ray. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, so...
HD all the way.
Heath Ledger probably win the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. He'll probably win the best movie of the year.
There'll be some tribute to him.
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
But it is a little lengthy. It's about 2.5 hours. But I read on blogs... That the last half hour with Two-Face,
the last part
never supposed to happen.
It was supposed to end where the Joker was hanging from the rooftop.
Yeah, but then Heath Ledger, and then
they had to go back and refilm.
He was supposed to be the guy in the third movie. Like Joker was supposed to be the main bad guy with Two-Face, and then they were supposed to have another villain because the Joker is what creates all these other villains.
Mm-hmm. And all those scenes all those scenes with Two-Face killing people, they were going to wait. They were going to keep those in, yeah. and put them in the next movie.
Yeah, at the beginning.
They, like were,
the
they were just going to have Two-Face kind of show up at the end and cliffhang off with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they were going to have it be where he's like hanging, Heath Ledger's hanging, and he's like, oh, Harvey Dent's my ace in the hole. Yeah. And then it cuts to the scene where he's in the bar, and he's like, I thought you were dead. Half. And yeah, then it's supposed
gonna,
to cut.
It
and it's supposed
right
to end. So all the other scenes, and then like the stupid corny ending where he's like, why is he running, Daddy? Because we have to chase him. That yeah. that was all refilmed after the death after the death of Heath Ledger.
Yeah, that was all refilmed. They had to go back.
So, all right, we go through it again. Best comedy of 2008, Sex Drive. Best horror of 2008, The Strangers. Best sci-fi is The Hulk. Best dramas, There Will Be Blood. The best mystery and suspense is No Country for Old Men. And best action and 2008 movie is The D-Knot, Dark Knight, motherfucker. So, now, Blue Smoke, take us to the pick
Although,
of the day.
Yep.
Although, dot, dot, dot.
Although I never understood in Dark Knight why Christian Bale insisted on using the Batman accent when he was talking to Morgan Freeman by himself in the Batcave. Does he really need the accent when it's just the two of them?
Morgan Freeman's a smart motherfucker.
Yeah.
He'll know. He knows.
Does he really need the accent when Morgan Freeman knows it's Christian Bale? When it's Bruce Wayne, you know?
Yeah.
Does he really need to be like, you need to destroy this machine after it's done. It's like, you can just talk
make
to
sure
me.
You type your name into the system.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne, you can just talk to me normally. You know, I know who you are.
Maybe his throat was sore. He maybe needed a lozenge. Morgan Freeman doesn't use lozenges. His voice voice is just heavenly. He sprinkles his semen on his throat.
I think in the Batsuit, though, I think there's something to change his voice, but they didn't want to do it digitally or something.
It's still
like
fucking
that,
stupid.
So they just had him do.
It's still fucking
it's
stupid.
Still stupid. Okay, pick of the day.
Is dot 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 dot.
All right, we got a pick of the day here for
pick
you.
Pick of the motherfucking day.
Now, it's December.
December.
But I'd rather have it be September.
September.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. September.
Pick us in. Alright, motherfuckers, that's the end of this motherfucking podcast.
Thank you for joining us for the best and worst of 2008
yes,
movies.
We will have more podcasts coming to you motherfucking soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
So make sure you check out
more movies.
Make sure you check out the MySpace page at www.myspace.com/tbud638.
That's TBUDZ 638.
Leave us a comment about, you know, whatever you want us to talk about, because we'll fucking talk about it.
We will. Anything you want us to talk about. If you say T-Buds and Blue Smoke, talk about Rock Band.
We'll talk about Rock Band.
There's
a T-Buzz and Blue Smoke. Talk about hair scrunchies. We'll talk about fucking hair scrunchies.
Rubber bands.
Dick. I don't know. We'll talk about
anything.
Yeah. Let us know.
Anything you want us to talk about, we talk about. We mention. And we mention your name, too. We'd be like, just shout out.
Cheryl.
DJ Dirty.
DJ Dirty. What's up?
Thanks for listening, DJ Dirty. You're
mwah. Respected. Kiss.
Love your beats.
Yeah. Love the beats. All right, motherfuckers.
Okay.
You take care now. Peace, love, Jamba Juice.
All of us can get a zap. Happy New Year.
Motherfucker. Get drunk. Come on titties.